Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. And again, our lesson today describes the fourth miracle or sign of Jesus in John's Gospel. John's Gospel refers to three Passovers. I mentioned this earlier. John chapter 2, John chapter 11, and then right here, this is John chapter 6. So that's where we get a three-year ministry of Jesus, his public ministry on earth. This is kind of the halftime moment where he performs a miracle. Our reading from St. John chapter 6. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, a grassy hill, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to one of the disciples, to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered Jesus, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little. That would be equivalent to 6 months of wages, 200 denarii. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to Jesus, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 men in number. Jesus then took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled the 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated for our sermon hymn.